Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, there's a lot of things that are happening in South Africa's agricultural sector. And one of those is, of course, the ongoing avian influenza. We did a brief segment of that during the week. If you didn't listen to it, you can just click on this podcast and you will see there is a 3-4 minute segment at which we just pulled up some of the high level issues on that. We will, during the week, do another segment where we'll provide an update onto the poultry issue, because for the business day this week, I'll be writing about that. And once the piece is out, we'll then be recording on the same day a short segment so that people could be able to listen to it as well. But for this week, I want us to reflect on the Western Cape. I did mention last week the challenges that were faced by the Western Cape following the floods, and the fact that the Western Cape is an important province when you're thinking about South Africa's winter crops. By winter crops, I'm referring to wheat, barley, canola, oats, but also for horticulture, mainly wine grapes or wine production and a range of fruits and vegetables. So the Western Cape is really important to South Africa's agricultural economy. The floods in the province have done significant damage, particularly on the infrastructure. If you think about farm infrastructure, electricity supply, road networks, there's been a significant damage. And this is mainly in the southern areas of the province. If you think about, for example, the Bretasdorp town, those are some of the areas in there in the southern Overberg region. I would say that's where you will see significant damages. A number of our colleagues have sent us pictures showing fields that were underwater in part of that province. And I think the business day on Wednesday this past week, it also ran a really important piece about the damages in the infrastructure in the wine industry. If you didn't see that, check the Business Day website under live column. You will see the bit of an important story there that covered the damages that have been in the wine industry infrastructure. So the big story, I would say, for us is the farm infrastructure as well as the road network and the electricity supply. That's where the significant impact is. And as far as the monetary value of the damage on the agricultural sector, there's still a lot of work that the viticulturists, horticulturalists in the industry are doing. They are assessing the impact on the field following all of these damages. So hopefully in a week or two, we will be able to hear from the colleagues on the ground there about where they think the numbers could be. But this is something that I think it's significant, and we are watching and we are interacting with the colleagues there. I must say, though, that some of the key issues that have been experienced by people is that the folks are trying to put up some spraying of the fertilizers, herbicides, and all of that. And they've been struggling to do that with the trucks because of how wet the soil is, as well as the muddy fields, to an extent that in some fields they are now using drones. So in a way, you could see this as also a scenario that has offered us a space where we can actually test the efficiency of some of these technologies and the promise of drones on doing significant work in the fields. So this is something that the folks are applying, and we will be looking to see how effective the process has been. But I think to move away from the broad general comments into the numbers then, in our view, if the impact is minimal in the crops, particularly the winter crops, as some colleagues of ours suggest, then South Africa this year could still have a decent winter crop. But I think the one thing that many people are worried about is not so much the size of the harvest, but the quality of the harvest, given the wet weather conditions. And that's something that will be clear over the coming months about what the quality will look like. But with the data that we have now, it suggests that South Africa's overall winter crops, or winter wheat, could be at about 2.1 million tons. Now, that is up 1% from the previous season, and it is well above the 10-year average wheat production in South Africa, which is about 1.8 million tons. And this is supported by large crop expected in the Western Cape and Limpopo, and it has helped to overshadow or offset the anticipated decline in the Free State, Northern Cape, and the other provinces of South Africa. Now, this assessment of the crop was done before we had a full view of how much damage or how much the extent of these recent floods. Now, next month, the Crop Estimate Committee, in fact, this month, on the 26th of October, the Crop Estimate Committee will release its view, which with that particular report, we would have been able to account for the recent floods to see how much impact did they really have in the Western Cape. But the anecdotal evidence from many people that we have had a conversation with is that within the winter crops, the impact may be minimal, but of course, worried about the quality. So this is something that we'll be looking to see towards the end of this month. Now, if South Africa's winter wheat really then doesn't change much in the Western Cape, and then the overall crop ends up at 2.1 million tons, that would mean that South Africa will have to import, for example, in the current marketing year that we're starting now, that's the 2023-24 season, we would have to import about 1.7 million tons of wheat, 1.6 million tons of wheat, which is down from 1.7 million tons of wheat in the 2022-23. So we would see imports declining by roughly 100,000 tons or so, from 1.7 down to 1.6 million tons in the current marketing year, which is the 2023-24 season. So that's something that we'll be looking, but of course we will be sure once the quality also, we are aware of the quality report. But I think as things stands, we're reasonably optimistic about the wheat crop in South Africa, regardless of the recent rains in the Western Cape. Now, the other thing that is worth noting, given that the Western Cape is not only just doing winter wheat, but also big on barley. Barley crop in South Africa is just under 400,000 tons. It's estimated at 389,000 tons. This is up 29% on a year-on-year basis. It's based on expected large crop within the Western Cape. And of course, same things apply as in the wheat, to say on the 26th of this month, we will be looking what the Crop Estimate Committee will be saying about the provincial harvest within the Western Cape. We'll also be focusing on canola, because canola at the moment is estimated at a record 230,000 tons. It is up 10% on a year-on-year basis, and also largely leaning on an expected large crop within the Western Cape. So here, the same thing will apply as with the barley and the wheat, to say how much damage has the recent floods caused in there. And I think then the overall message is that it's important to see what, in the afternoon of the 26th of August, the Crop Estimate Committee will say. I would say the positive part of all of these difficulties is that right now, the Western Cape dam levels are generally full, which means if we are to hit a dry patch over the coming months, then the province will be able to irrigate its horticultural feeds and then do reasonably well in as far as the production. What's immediately needed at the moment is the improvement in the infrastructure and fixing of the infrastructure damages. Some is being done by the farmers, but the South African government, provincial and national, should also intervene in making sure that they assist in restoration of electricity supply, road networks, and of course, I'm not sure if we'll have the fiscal support for anything else that is on the on-farm infrastructure. There, the farmers will have to be carrying the bigger muscle. But I think the immediate thing is about fixing the infrastructure right now in the Western Cape, while on a broader side, we are assessing to see how much significant the damage financially. And at the end of the month, we will have a clearer sense about what it means for the winter crop production. For the horticulture production, we will, of course, be looking to what Hortgros says, to what Wines of South Africa says, to what Vinpro says. Those are all the organizations that one has to follow and see how are they viewing the conditions on the ground following these damages. But the province has had endured various damages. It's this one, and there were other floods earlier in the year. So it's been a very difficult period for the Western Cape going through this. But the hardest hit areas, again, is largely the Southern Cape at this time around. So, folks, I thought this week it would be important to just have a broad comment about the conditions in the Western Cape and on issues related to the poultry industry, the eggs and everything else that many people may be interested on hearing more. We'll see what we'll record during this week. But on Tuesday, you can listen to the Business Day. You can read the Business Day. And in fact, you can listen because on the website, it does have a listening option, but you can read the Business Day. It should carry a comment I will write and put out in the newspaper about how we are thinking about the eggs and the inflationary impact and the poultry industry in general in South Africa. And once that is out, we will also be recording a podcast that we'll release following that. Thank you so very much for listening to these conversation, folks. And of course, I must also use this opportunity to remind people that I have a book out, which is called A Country of Two Agricultures. It's available in all bookstores across South Africa and on an ebook platforms. You'll be able to find it titled A Country of Two Agricultures. I hope that you can get that book and read and enjoy it and send through any comments you have. For some of the stuff that we write and some comments we put out, check out my blog. The link to it is in the description of this podcast, which is wandilesihlobo.com, and some reports in the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za. Thanks for listening, folks.